Part two, Lawson State, ready to work, September 18th, 2019, lesson four, preparation for exam one. So the question I'll ask you guys is, do you like money? Okay, so do you know how to track money? Are you good with handling money? You think you're pretty good at handling money? You're pretty good at handling money, right? Okay. So, let's see. Okay, I got $3. $3. It's like Monopoly here. You can hold it up. You got $3. Okay. If she was to spend 10 cents a day, how long would it take her to run out of $3?
10 cents a day.
So what's the answer? You gonna say 30 days? What would you say? No, man, you guys are thinking too hard. 10 cents a day? You got $3. When are you gonna run out? You can use your calculator.
I'm going 30 days.
10 cents a day. Yeah, let's see who uses their calculator first for me. Is it 30 days? Okay, cool. So we like money. 10 cents a day. Okay, yeah. So what if now I give you the $3? $0.05 a day. When are you going to run out?
It was the first one, 10 and 30.
60 days. And like, yeah. You can use your calculator. And then what if I gave you... Yeah, and then what if I just gave you $3 and now you're going to spend 75 cents a day? So what would you do? What would you do to get, like, what am I doing? So 75 cents a day, 10 cents a day. 25 cents a day, whatever it is. 3 is staying constant, right? $3. Okay. And, equals. That was our first one, right? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm just solving for X. That's all for X. You said 30. I mean, like, that's the long way to think about it. That's like what happened. We're just dividing $3 divided by 10 cents, and we're getting 30 days, or we're saying $3 and 25 cents and however many days. You see what I'm saying? But, like, when you're talking about math, we're doing math every day. Does that make sense? We're all doing math every day. If I told you I gave you $60 and you're going to use $2 a day, when would you run out? You're going to spend $2 a day. You're going to spend $2 a day. It's 30 days. Okay. And, you know, what we would call that in our lives is balancing, having a balanced budget. Okay. Now, you guys can, I don't know if there's a drink machine, but somebody gonna have to put the extra dollar in. But if y'all want $3 to go buy Cokes after class, first person that grabs the money has to share. Okay, but the machine's not gonna take the dollar. Have y'all already tried that? So if I told you, hey, I'm gonna give you $100, you spend $5 a day, when would you run out? 20 days. You see what I'm saying? And the reason why I'm going over that is because if you think in the terms of money, which we always like, most people like money. If I were to tell you money, hey, I love money, okay? And then I say, well, man, I'm going to give you $1 million. And you'd be like, oh, I'm a millionaire. Okay. Before taxes. Okay. The next thing you have to think about is, am I still going to be working? Even though I got $1 million for, am I still going to, you know, what do I need? Do I want to buy a house? Do I want to, you know, buy a new car? I got to send my kids to a nice school. Okay. Now you got that money left over after you bought all that stuff, okay? If you're not working, let's just say you got $500,000 left, okay? And you say, man, I'm not gonna work, I'm retired. When would you run out of money? Correct. So if you know you're going to spend $30,000 a year and you have $500,000 left, okay, everything else in your life is paid off, you're just going to spend $30,000 a year, you might have some time left on that $500,000. But if you like to keep a $200,000 lifestyle, you might be running out of money pretty soon, okay? And that goes back to how many days does it take to use something? Does that make sense? How many days does it take to use something? Okay. If you like to drink a Coca-Cola, you buy the bottle of Coke, and you go through two of them a day, you bought that Coke at 8 o'clock, you might be done with it by 2 o'clock, right? Okay, so you're probably drinking 60 bottles of Coke a day, right? Does that make sense? If you're using two a day, 30 days in a month, 60 bottles. Okay, what were you going to ask?
The quiz. What's the quiz tomorrow? Is that
it? Yeah, so we're getting there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the topic today is day supply. And then we're going to get into exam one. Okay. Exam one, I'm actually going to go over exam one today before we leave. Okay. So, you should know how to take exam one before we leave today. Nothing is going to be a trick, should be a trick to you tomorrow. If we don't finish everything today, you should at least be able to study what we've gone over today plus a ZAM 1 and be able to walk in tomorrow and take a ZAM 1 and complete it. Okay. So day supply. When do you run out of something? Okay. So Janice has already talked to you guys about SIC codes. Okay. What does QAM stand for? So morning. So remember the Q stands for every. Okay. What is QD?
Every day.
It's raining. Yeah, you guys can use your notes. Okay. So QD. What is QOD?
Every
other day. What is QHS?
At bedtime.
What is BID? TID.
Three times a day.
QID.
Four times a day.
Okay. Y'all studying. I get it. Okay.
We do better with campuses to say.
You guys can always print off whatever I got. I just don't print stuff off. You know. Because it just takes a lot of effort for me. It's a lot of paper. Yeah, it's a lot of paper. So this is day supply. Okay. I'm actually going to give you guys a drug and I'm going to tell you how much I'm dispensing. Okay. Or rather, how much the prescriber wants us to dispense. Okay. And these are the directions. And now we have to figure out the day supply. And so when I told you if I gave you $3 and you spent $1 a day, when would you run out? If I gave you $3 and you spend $1 a day, it'd be 3 days, right? 3 days. So day supply is essentially asking you, when should I expect you to run out of something? If you take it the way the doctor told you to take it. Does that make sense? So we have Orpred, which is comes in a concentration. When you see this, 15 milligram per 5 ml, that's called weight over volume. Weight over volume. Concentration. That is the concentration of the product. Okay. So Orpred, it comes 15 milligrams. Milligrams being the weight. Milliliters being the volume. Because it's a liquid. Orpred is a steroid. If you guys have children, maybe your baby took some. It's prednisolone. Orpred, 15 milligram per 5 mLs. The doctor tells me to dispense 30 mLs. You guys know what ml stands for? It's a milliliter, correct? What does TSP stand for? That's teaspoon. Teaspoon. Teaspoon is equal to 5 mLs. Okay. What is TBSP? What is a tablespoon equal to? 15 mLs. Okay. Teaspoon is 5. Tablespoon is 15. Okay. So a tablespoon is just 3 teaspoons. All right. Y'all see that? A tablespoon is just 3 teaspoons. Okay. The directions are 1 tablespoon, what does QD stand for? Okay. When will we run out of 30 mLs?
30.
So did you see it? The doctor said dispense 30 mLs. You need to scoot over a little bit so you can see. Oh, you need them contacts? I can't have you in the pharmacy if you can't see. You need to get them glasses.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
It's glare too, Mr. Sam.
Okay, if you want to, you can look online.
Yeah, well, I'm going redneck.
Yeah, because it's all online. I might be able to tighten it up a little bit.
This is listening.
Does that look a little bit better? Okay. What is the day supply, right? When do you run out? we could change that around. We could say, Sam gave me $30 and I spent $15 a day. When am I going to run out of money? Okay. So if you love money, you can figure this out. It's not hard. And when you guys study, I put the answers of some of them, like I did an explanation for why. Right? 1 tablespoon equals 15 mls. Q day equals every day. 30 mls divided by 15 milliliters per day equals 2 days. Right? So moving on to the next one. Amoxicillin. Amoxicillin, 400 milligrams per 5 ml. What is that? What is 400 milligrams per 5 ml? What is that called? We just said it. Weight over volume is the concentration. Okay, because amoxicillin can come in different concentrations, right? But right now we have amoxicillin. It's an antibiotic, 400 milligram per 5 ml, dispense 100 milliliters. One, come on, tell me. One teaspoon twice a day. So in 1 day, how many milliliters am I using? How many? In 1 day, how many milliliters am I using? If I'm using 1 teaspoon twice a day, how many milliliters am I using?
10.
Because 1 teaspoon is what? 1 teaspoon is 5 milliliters. 1 tablespoon is what?
15.
Okay. 1 teaspoon twice a day, 10 milliliters. I gave you 100 milliliters. 10 days. I gave you 100 milliliters and you used it. You used 10 mls. No, you used 10 mls every day. Right? 100 milliliters divided by 10, 10 days. Okay, so let's go over that one more time. 400 amoxicillin, 400 milligrams per 5 ml. What's the 400 milligrams per 5 ml? That's the concentration. That's the concentration of the drug. Okay? The doctor tells you to dispense what? 100 milliliters. Correct. 1 teaspoon. What is a teaspoon?
5 milliliters.
How many times are you going to use it? 5 milliliters twice a day. Okay. 5 times 2 is what?
10.
Okay. So I'm using how many milliliters in a day?
10.
Okay. 100 milliliters divided by 10 equals how many?
10 days.
Okay. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I gave you $100 and you spent $10 a day, when are you going to run out? Okay. Yes. Lesson four. Just go to the main one. It's going to be. And then open. Okay. Ceftonir, 125 milligrams for 5 mls.
Concentrate.
What's the 125 milligrams for 5 mls? You said it. That's a concentration. Okay. We're going to dispense how many milliliters? We're on number 3. We're going to dispense 50 milliliters, right? What's 1 teaspoon every day? What's a teaspoon again? Okay. So what's the day supply? So what's the day supply? How'd you get there? Tell me. 50 divided by 5. Okay. So when you're doing day supply, think about it like this. I'm telling you how much I'm giving you. Okay. The directions is telling you how much you're using in a day. So then when will you run out?
And this is what you divide by at the end.
Mm-mm. So I got the total you're getting, total amount. Okay. And then we're going to say divided by how much you use daily. And then I'll give you the day supply. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So always, I mean, and always go back to money, because I think that's the easiest way for you guys to figure it out. Okay? If I gave you $10, that's the total. I gave you $10 and you spent $10 or you spent $1 a day. When are you going to run out?
In 10 days.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that was liquids that we just went over. Okay. Remember, liquids are going to be in concentrations. And a concentration is going to be the weight over volume. Okay. So the weight in the liquid is going to be in what? But weight over volume. Okay. And typically you're going to see it milligrams per milliliter. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. So now we're on tablets. Norvasc 10 milligram tablet. That's the strength, 10 milligrams. So we're not in a concentration anymore. We're just in the strength of the tablet. Okay, how strong it is. Okay, Norvasc, it's a blood pressure medication. Norvasc is the brand name for amlodipine. You guys should be looking at your brands and generics by now. Did Miss Janice give y'all the brands and generics, right? You're learning a language, and it's called pharmacy, okay? And we're immersing you guys in pharmacy, okay? You got Norvasc 10 milligram tablet, also known as amlodipine 10 milligram tablet, okay? Dispense 30 tablets, okay? You're going to take one tablet a day. What's the day supply?
30 days.
So tell me why. Okay. No, actually, not taking that at bedtime.
Oh, every day. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What is bedtime?
QHS.
Correct. Okay. We got Augmentin 875. Augmentin is an antibiotic. It's also known as amoxicillin clavionic acid. Okay. What does the 875 milligram stand for? Strength. Yeah, okay. I'm going to give you 20 tablets. What's the directions? Okay, when are you going to run out? You see it? You see it? Okay. How many tablets do you use in a day?
One.
So how many tablets are you going to use up in a day? Two. So what is BID?
Twice a day.
What is TID?
Three a day.
What's QID?
4 times a day.
Okay. If I told you, I give you 16 Skittles. Man, you love some Skittles, man. You just be chomping them things up, man. Okay? And I said, only take one Skittle, QID. You just told me. What is QID? Let's go over it again. Q day was what?
Every day.
BID was what? TID. QID. Okay. You got 16 Skittles. You're going to take 4 of them a day. When are you going to run out? No, what'd you say first?
16 by 4.
And why?
Because that's what I'm starting out with, but it's minus 4 out of 16.
No. Don't say minus.
Okay.
You see this right here, that line?
Divide.
Correct. Your terminology is going to be important.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I always say that pharmacy is a profession of details. Okay? And once you master the details, we can keep building upon it. Okay? So you said 16.
Divided by 4.
What's the answer?
Oh, 4.
Correct. You're going to run out in 4 days. Okay? So if we went back to the Augment 875, we said 20 tablets you're going to get 20 tablets from the pharmacy. I'm like, here you go. Here's 20 tablets, bro. See you later. Hope you get better. Okay. And you did one tablet, what? Twice a day. How many tablets do you use in a day?
So when I divide 20 by 2.
There you go. 10. When do you run out? 10 days. Got it?
Yeah. Just need to practice it more.
Amoxicillin. This is all you. Right? Nobody else. 500 milligram dispense. How many capsules? Okay. One cap, PO. What is TID? For dental infection. When are you going to run out? Nope. Think about it. Yeah. Correct. You see it? Don't second guess yourself. Okay. So moving on to something more difficult. Diabetes. Okay. 100 units per ml of Lantus. Lantus is also known as insulin glargine. It's a long-acting insulin. Okay, we're going to dispense 3 mls. Okay. 3 mLs will actually just be one pen. Or no, that would be one vial, because I want it in vials, okay? 100 units per ml. Remember what we said before? When you see something like that, what is that? What is the 100 units per ml? That's a concentration. 100 units. 100 units per ml times 3 mls equals what? 300 units. Okay. How many units are you taking? 10 units what? Ten units QHS. Okay. So if you use 10 units a day, you have 300 units. When are you going to run out? You see that? Study that. That's a good one. Okay, cyproheptadine, 4 milligram per 5 ml. What's the 4 milligram per 5 ml? It's a concentration. Dispense how much?
300.
Yep, okay. Directions, 1. How many milliliters do you use in a day? Okay. How many days you gonna use it up in? 60. Why'd you get 60?
Yep, but it's 300 divided by 5. If it was, it's 10. Oh, 10. I'm gonna get out of 2. It's 2. It's 2.
I mean, it's getting fierce in here. Y'all see it? You're using 10 milliliters in a day. 300 milliliters. Okay. Acyclovir, 400 milligram tablets. 28 tablets I'm giving you.
Strength.
400 milligrams is the strength, correct? What's the directions say?
1 times 4.
How'd you get twice a day? What were you thinking? Remember, QD. Oh, QD, 4 times a day. You trying to kill my patient? Okay. QID, 4 times a day. 28 divided by 7, or 28 divided by 4 is 7. Okay. ProAir, also known as albuterol, that's an inhaler. Okay. 2 puffs, Q4 hour, PRN, cough and wheeze. Q4, what does that mean?
Every 4 hours.
Correct. So, how many times, if there's 24 hours in a day, how many times do you get to use it in a day if you use it every 4 hours? So you get to use it 6 times a day if you get to use it every 4 hours. Because 24 divided by 4 is what? What if I said TID? What if I said Q8? Q8H. Q8H. Every 8 hours. So 24 hours in a day. You get it?
I get the math thing. Is just.
What if I said Q6H? Okay. What if I said Q2 hour?
Every 2 hours and you take it 12 times.
Yeah. You get to take it 12 times in a day. Okay, what if I said, that's pretty much what you'll see in a, especially in a hospital. We'll see Q2, Q4, Q6, Q8, Q12, right?
And it's just shortening.
Yeah. Somebody, if I got a doctor giving me a phone call, they're going to be like, back in the day when you could take Norco's over the phone. He'd be like, Sam, Norco 5, number 30, 1Q6, PRN pain, no refills. This is Dr. Smith. Callback phone number is 205-222-2222, right, for this patient. You see what I'm saying? He's not going to go and say, Sam, I want Norco 5 milligram tablets. Please take 1 tablet every 4 hours as needed for pain. You know, they're just gonna be like, 1 tablet Q4 PRN pain. What's PRN? As needed. Yep, you gotta study. Okay, I'm trying to get you guys immersed, okay? And this is the way that it's worked over the past 2 years, just diving into it a little bit quicker. Okay. 2 puffs, Q4 hour, PRN, cough, and wheeze. So how many puffs? You have a 200 puff inhaler. There's 200 puffs in the inhaler. How many puffs can you use in a day?
Can you repeat that for me?
How many puffs can you use in a day?
And
the directions are 2 puffs, Q4 hour, PRN, cough, and wheeze. How many puffs can you use in 1 day? And why?
6 times. You're doing it 6 times, and it's 2 puffs every time, so 12.
Correct. Y'all see that? Well,
you help me out.
Okay.
You on the up course.
Okay. Number 10.
Can you explain the albuterol that we just need?
Yeah, we're on number 10 right now.
Okay.
So remember, Q4H, how many times in a day? Q4H, how many times can you use it in a day?
Six.
Yeah. You see that? Because there's 24 hours in a day. It's going to be Q4H. 24 divided by 4 is what?
Six.
Okay. Two puffs, and you can use it every 4 hours. So she said you can use it 6 times a day. So that's 12 puffs in a day. When will you run out of the inhaler if you have 200 puff inhaler? You can use your calculator.
No. So we're doing it, you take it 12.
You can use your calculator. You remember what we, what's the total? What's the total?
200.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have to use your calculators at this point because not everybody's on that. Like, you have to get to that point, right? I can do a lot of this in my mind, but 200 puffs, that's the total amount in the inhaler. How much do you use in a day?
Four.
No?
Six.
No.
12.
You use 12 puffs a day. You get it? You got to be slow. You got to slow yourself down. Everybody, don't be in a rush. Slow yourself down, okay? Like, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be a race, okay? Slow yourself down. 200 puffs in the inhaler. 2 puffs Q4H. 12 puffs in a day. And what's the 200 divided by 200 puffs divided by 12 puffs per day? And what do you get?
16.
Point.
16.60.
Okay, so now you can either, when I'm billing this, the reason why this is important, day supply is important, what we've worked on here, is because as a pharmacy technician, you will help adjudicate insurance claims. And part of you adjudicating those claims is calculating the day's supply. Okay? So, if you put in the wrong day's supply, you just cheated somebody's mama, somebody's sister, somebody's brother, granny, okay? And now they can't pick up their medicine next month. So, you get it? Okay? Because you calculated the day's supply wrong, okay? So, if you put in, if I told you, hey man, Amlodipine, 1 tablet a day. I gave you 30 tablets. When are y'all supposed to run out?
30.
30, right? But you put in 90. So you did 30 tablets for 90. Okay? They're going to show up to the pharmacy like, hey, man, my blood pressure high. I need to get my blood pressure medication. And you're going to try to adjudicate, the next person is going to try to adjudicate a claim. They're going to be like, sir, we dispensed a 90-day supply to you last month. You should have 60 tablets remaining.
Right?
And they're going to be like, man, like, no, man, I'm out of medicine, man. I'm out of medicine. My blood pressure high. Now you tell me I can't get my medicine. My blood pressure then got higher. I'm going to get you. You the reason. Who's that person I was talking to about my medicine last week? I can't get my medicine. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now you done set off a chain reaction because you didn't know how to do some simple math, right? This happens every day. I was just on the phone getting cussed out last night.
So, okay. I guess in that scenario, like,
yeah.
I guess you kind of have to accept first to the other 6 tablets.
Exactly. Eventually, it'll get figured out.
I mean,
eventually. 5 to 10 minutes, it'll get. But 5 to 10 minutes in a busy retail pharmacy is the difference between making it through your day and not making it through your day, right? Like, if you're working at these busy pharmacies, Walgreens, CVS, I'm talking about big box retail pharmacies, you're talking about doing 400 to 600 prescriptions a day, minimum, okay? Flu shots, medication therapy management, you guys have to be on it, okay? We're building that framework, but you got to study. Because if I get y'all in a pharmacy and they just like, I don't know. I think it's 20 days. I don't know. I think it's, that's not going to fly, right? So you got to be on it. Make sure y'all study.
So if I've got a question,
okay.
To what you just said. So if you just say like the cashier not don't know the simple math and like you say it's 30-day tabs and they type in 90-day.
Yeah.
Will the pharmacist still dispense out not tablets?
So you have to. We have to. In a situation like that, I don't want to get caught up on that scenario too long. But in a situation like that, the pharmacist would have to look back at the profile and see what happened the previous month. And then I'm going to have to deduce, okay, hey, 30 tablets, 90-day supply, that was incorrect. Okay? Because that would have been like a half a tablet. You know what I'm saying? Like, or probably less than that. They're not taking it. They're taking it one tablet a day. Okay? Somebody made a billing error. Okay? So I'm going to owe that patient 60 tablets. But I'm going to have to reverse the claim and bill it correctly. Now I'm going to have to reverse the claim and bill it as amlodipine, 5 milligrams, number 90 tablets for a 90-day supply. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't want to get too caught up on that. Okay.
For that question there, and she said it was 16.66. Now, how would that go?
Yeah. Typically, I round down instead of rounding up. Okay, there are times where there's fractions in your day supply. And I do it in the benefit of the patient, right?
You'd rather give them.
Yeah, so it's like, if it was 16.6, you know, you would rather give them a full day down rather than a full day up. It just kind of depends. It depends on, a lot of it depends on insurance. So it's not really just yourself and what you feel like. Some insurance companies will actually audit you and say, nah, man, that ain't 16, that's 17. Okay, so depending on the insurance company. But typically, something like that, you can round down. Now, a lot of times when it comes to controlled substance, I know people that will round up. Chronic medications, they'll round down. Controlled substance, they'll round up. Does that make sense? Do you know why they would probably round up on a controlled substance? Because it's a controlled substance. Because it's like a Norco or a Ritalin or something like that. You don't want people getting that too fast. You want them to really wait the time. Does that make sense? Chronic medication, asthma, diabetes, hypertension. It's like you're going to be on that the rest of your life, probably. You know what I'm saying? So there's no reason to be taking days away from a person. Does that make sense? Okay. So day supply. Okay. So moving on, this is essentially what you're getting tomorrow. Okay. I call it a quiz, but it's really an exam, right? This is going to be tomorrow. I want you guys to make sure you study this tonight. We're going to go over most of it today. We're going to try to go over most of the hard parts today to make sure you know how to do it. I think what time we're supposed to be getting out of here? Okay, yeah. I'll be here for a little bit, but then I have to get back home. But so this is actually on the website. You can study it tonight. There are going to be 60 questions. Okay, the 60 questions are essentially going to be covering day supply, pharmacy law that we've gone over, and exactly, sick codes. Okay, but there's some things that I think we have not gone over. Okay, so quickly, hello, I'm Sam. Nice to meet you. I think you need to sign in. Okay. I think you know how to get your books. The books are going to be with the secretary at the front. Okay. What? What's happening?
I don't know how your phone is. It looks like you got a new phone today, following me. But it's going to download
and
then once you get
here. See that right there, and And then you go to lessons.
Oh, I already have it down. Okay, I see.
Boom. Just scroll. Okay, quickly. Okay, so let's go. The format for a lot of my questions, we're going to start off with a mock patient so you can get used to seeing what a prescription might look like in the pharmacy. Does that make sense? Okay, so we got Jason Jones, date of birth. Okay, that is his demographic information. Name, date of birth, drug allergies. Drug allergies are important because that lets the pharmacist know there's an issue, a potential issue to look out for. Okay. NKA is no known allergies, correct. Address. Okay, we got the doctor's information right there up top. We got the date the prescription was written. Did Janice go over to you pharmacy law on prescriptions, prescription dates? When does a prescription for a non-controlled legend drug expire? Non-control.
Yes.
Non-control. I didn't say control. I said non-control is a year. Okay. So legend. Legend just means prescription. Legend just means prescription. And then you have prescriptions that are controlled substances, and you have prescriptions that are non-controlled substances. Okay. So a controlled substance expires in what? 6 months from the date it was written. 6 months from the date it was written. What is 6 months? How many days? How many days is 6 months? 180 days. Okay. A year, 365 days. Okay. So 6 months for what? Control, non-control. 6 months? Non-control year? Okay. So this is the prescription. You got the drug lisinopril. Remember, look over your top 200. Lisinopril is an ACE inhibitor. It's used for hypertension. Okay. It's lisinopril 10 milligram tablet, 1 TPO Q day. What does that mean? One tablet by mouth every day, correct. How much does the doctor want you to dispense? Okay, how many refills? Okay. There's two lines. State of Alabama, there's two lines that a doctor can sign under. He can either sign dispenses written, or he can sign product selection permitted. Dr. Hoover signed product selection permitted, so we can choose the generic. This is already generic, but we can 9.9 out of 10 times they're going to say generic is okay. Okay? So product selection permitted. That means that he's given the pharmacist to choose the correct product, the correct generic product for what they've prescribed. You get that? Control substance expires. Non-control. Okay. Dispenses written versus product selection permitted. Okay, yes. So if a doctor signs for dispenses written and they write for the brand name product, you're going to dispense the brand name. Okay. If they write for the brand name product, but then they say they sign product selection permitted, what can I do? I can dispense the generic. Does that make sense? Okay. We can talk about it after class, so you don't have to worry about it. Okay, simple questions. What is the strength of the lisinopril tablet?
10 milligrams.
Okay, strength. Okay. What quantity of tablets has the prescriber directed the pharmacist to dispense per month?
30.
Okay, correct. How many refills are on this prescription? Correct. How many tablets in total are on this prescription? In total.
I can say 330.
And this is where you have to think. There's 11 refills, but we're going to fill the first fill on the prescription. Okay? So really and truly, when you look at, and you'll hear pharmacists say this, actually there's 1 plus 11 on that prescription. So it's the first fill plus the 11 refills. Does that make sense? Yeah. So there's actually 12 fills on that prescription.
Okay.
So, but they have already, because they've told you to dispense this, and then they said how many refills. Does that make sense? So 1 plus 11. And if I can dispense 30 tablets a day, how many tablets in total are on this prescription? There's 360, because there's 30 tablets, 12 fills total. 30 times 12 is 360. You see it? Okay. PO means what? QD means what? When will this prescription expire? Correct. Second prescription of the day. We got name, address, date, drug allergies, weight. Okay. This is actually a child. This is what I deal with every day. Okay. So, but when we talk about name, address, drug allergies, date, I want that just to be called demographic information. Okay. So we have the demographics on the patient. Okay. So always think about when you first meet a patient, because you guys are the eyes and ears of the pharmacy. People are always dropping prescriptions off to you. Okay? You always need that demographic information before they run away. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of on there, but it might be, the prescription might be missing an address. Prescription might be missing updated drug allergies. If it's a child, it might be missing the weight. It might be a prescription that you might have some time with, so you need a phone number. Phone number might be good, right? Demographics, okay? Demographics. Amoxicillin 400 milligram per five. What's 400 milligram per five? Concentration, because it is weight over, correct. 1 TSPPOBID, dispense 100 milliliters, no refills. TSP.
Teaspoon.
Teaspoon is how many milliliters?
Five.
How many milliliters do you use in a day?
Ten.
You're dispensing 100. When will you run out?
Ten.
Correct. You see how you got that?
Yes.
What is the concentration? Right.
Concentration
would be 4 and 5. C. What is 1 TSP equivalent to? Number eight. We're on number eight. But you have to use this prescription to get there. But we just pretty much went over it. What is the concentration? You saw it right there. You see it? You see it? Concentration. You remember?
Wait.
No, but go ahead and answer this first question. No. What is the concentration? 400 milligrams for 5 mLs. Milligrams is the weight. It's no different than if I said pounds. You see what I'm saying? But we're working in milligrams per milliliter. Okay. You see this? Water. Okay. It's telling me how much volume's in here. Right now I'm sitting at about 600 milliliters. Okay. That actually tells you in ounces. I got milliliters to my left, I got ounces to my right. Okay. You can convert back and forth, from milliliters to ounces. And we'll talk about that soon enough. But 1 ounce equals 30 milliliters. Okay? You don't have to know that, but I got 20 ounces in this bottle. So 30 times 20 is 600. Okay? But remember, there's a weight to that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're there. We're not there. Yeah. You're trying to jump to day's supply. But before we get to day's supply, let's answer the questions leading up to that. The whole quiz tomorrow is going to be breaking down each step to finally get to the last step, which is day's supply. You see it? I'm asking you different questions to see if you can read the prescription. Okay, but you have to be able to read the prescription to get there. And you have to look at the information that I'm asking you for to get there. Okay? Because I want you to look at each aspect of the prescription and say, okay, I know what this means. Okay, I know what this means. Okay, at the end, when will I run out? Same thing up here. You see, prescription. But I want to know if you know how to actually read the prescription. Okay? 10 milligram tablet. The doctor said 30 tablets. The refill said 11. How many tablets are really on this prescription? Right? There's different questions I can ask you leading up to the day's supply. Does that make sense? So number 8. Let's see if you can read the prescription. What is the concentration? mLs. Correct. You see? 9. What is a teaspoon? What is? Correct. What is BID? Correct. What quantity does the prescriber want the pharmacist to dispense? Correct. What is the day supply? You see that? You see that? You jumping. Yeah, don't jump. Okay. But it's leading you up to that point. You see what I'm saying? Okay. What website is used to apply to be a pharmacy technician? How many days do you have to notify the state of board after change in employment? Technicians renew their license in what years? Pharmacists and pharmacies renew their license in what years? In the state of Alabama, pharmacy technicians can accept phone-in prescriptions. In the state of Alabama, pharmacy technicians can accept phone-in. In the state of Alabama, pharmacy technicians can counsel patients about their prescriptions. In the state of Alabama, you enter a pharmacy and there's one pharmacist on duty. How many pharmacy technicians can be in the pharmacy? So I didn't say anything about certified.
So two.
Two, correct. So if you have 3 technicians, one pharmacist, one has to be certified. How can you get certified? EXCPT and PTCB, right? PTCB is the hard one. What did you say, boo? Pseudoephedrine. What is pseudoephedrine? What can be made?
Meth,
right? So you guys talked about the CMEA Act. Mm-hmm. CMEA. Did Janice talk about combat meth? Okay. Okay, so it's actually called the CMEA, okay? You can buy 3.6 grams in a day, 7.5 grams total in a month, okay? Remember that. Sudafed, when you buy Sudafed, what do you have to show before you can buy it? ID, it can be a passport, it can be, but in particular, you want that driver's license, okay? In the state of Alabama, how many grams of Sudafed can be sold per month?
3.6. No.
Per month. How much per day?
3.6.
Okay. USP chapter 795. Did we talk about that? USP chapter 795. 795 is non-sterile. 797 is sterile. 800 is hazardous. Okay. 795 non-sterile compounding. 797 sterile compounding. 800 hazardous compounding. Or dealing with hazardous drugs. Okay. Yeah, you guys go over that like tonight. Think about it a little bit, okay? Don't skip over that. Sandblit, yeah. Yeah, this is essentially going to be your test tomorrow. But yeah, it's on. I can show you. Just after class, okay? Read that tonight.
Standards are set by the following regulations: USP 795 non-sterile compounding, USP 797 sterile compounding, USP 800 standards for handling hazardous drugs.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so remember, for this class, 795 is what?
Non-sterile.
797 is what? 800 is what? 795. 800.
Hazardous.
797.
No.
797.
Seven,
797.
Sterile.
795.
Non-sterile.
800.
Hazardous.
Correct.
Can you say that again?
Yeah. 795. 21.
Sterile.
21. To get it right on your test tomorrow.
Non-sterile.
797. 800.
Hazardous.
When we talk about non-sterile, I'm going to use gloves, right? I do non-sterile every day. We use gloves. We have a separate area for counter where nothing else is going on at that moment on that countertop but non-sterile compounding, okay? You can have a lab coat on. You got to wear the gloves. Make sure you wash your hands before the gloves. Your equipment is there, you know, it's clean, okay? It's all about cleanliness. When you guys cook, when I come over your house, you say you got some pot roast. You see what I'm saying? You got some mashed potatoes. You got a side of collards, right? And I walk in your house, and the table looks beautiful, but the kitchen looks like a mess. Do I want to eat?
No.
There you go. 795. 795 is non-sterile. So an example of, like, if you was to go to KFC and the health department were to come in, they'd be like, hey, how y'all been cooking? Y'all clean up? The pots and pans clean? The floors clean? Ceiling clean? Okay, 795. 797 gets deep. That's when you go into IV rooms. You got booties on your feet, right? You got gloves everywhere, your gown and garb, you got a little hat, little hairnet on your head. You see what I'm saying? You might even have something for your beard if you're a man, okay? It's deep. 797. That's when you're making IVs. That's when you're doing TPNs, total parenteral nutrition. Okay? That's working at a hospital. Okay. Now, there's some pharmacies, you know, that you can walk in that they're set up for 797. But when you're thinking about 797, mainly think about hospitals making IV medication, intravenous medications. When I put a needle in your arm, okay, and the medicine gets into your blood flow, okay, and Granny's in the hospital, and I love my granny. You see what I'm saying? You want it to be dirty? You want it to be clean? You want it to be sterile? So we have aseptic T technique to ensure sterile products, okay, so we can prevent infection. Does that make sense? Okay. 797 is what? 795. Hazardous. Correct. Okay. The deaths that we talk about at the New England Compounding Center. I guess not. We skipped over that, huh?
No.
Did Janice talk about that? Yeah, that was did she run? No, she didn't have a YouTube video, did she?
She didn't show the video. She just read.
Okay, let's look at this real quick. I know I'm keeping y'all a little bit over, but...
A pharmacy called New England Compounding Center is under criminal investigation tonight. Last fall, it shipped 17,000 vials of a contaminated steroid to 23 states. Hundreds of people are still fighting chronic infections caused by the drug, and patients continue to die. Most recent, just 10 days ago.
Okay, so you get it? You get how important compounding can be? You can actually hurt somebody. Okay. So that had something to do with 797 compounding, okay? Because it was actually supposed to be sterile. They were actually injecting, these patients were getting injectables, and that has to be sterile, okay? Question 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. Those questions can be answered by looking through your lessons and looking at the textbook. Okay, that was 24 was 797. It was sterile compounding, okay? So look over the other ones all the way up to 34, and you'll find those questions in your lessons, in your packets. Or you can just Google them, okay? Question 35, I think. That is a free question because question 35 is talking about, I'm actually going to give you those points. You can feel that up to five times within a 6 month period, refill. If you ever get to that, we can talk about that at another time. But schedule two narcotics. Can you refill those? Correct. Schedule 3 through 5, can you refill those? Yes, but how many times?
Five.
Okay. Going back to my example, there's 1 plus 5. 1 plus 5. So technically you can feel it 6 times within a 6 month period.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Five up there.
Yeah. But you see that? It says refilled. It doesn't say filled. It says refilled. Refilled means you can only feel it 5 times. You see what I'm saying? Because there can only be how many refills?
Five.
But 1 plus 5.
It's
the total amount of 6.
No,
it's actually 5.
It's 5.
So it's not even on there.
Exactly. So I'm giving y'all that question, okay? But we went over it. And then to end it out, 36, Schedule 2 prescriptions can be refilled. 0, 37, a controlled substance. Let's see, 37 control substances that schedule 3 to 5 can be transferred how many times?
One.
Correct, in the state of Alabama?
Yeah.
Good job. National drug codes. Do you guys know what that is? How many numbers is in an NDC?
11.
The first 5 is what?
The manufacturer.
The middle 4 is what?
The strength.
Okay, and the last 2 is the what? Package size.
Package, yeah.
5, 4, 2, right?
Right. Yes.
So you see that? The first 5 numbers,
manufacturer.
The middle 4 is the what?
The drug
and strength. The last 2 is what?
The package size.
Then you have SIC codes. OU is what?
By eye, both eyes.
OD is what? Yeah, OD. I'm not saying AD. I said OD.
Yeah, right.
OS.
Left eye.
AU.
Both ears.
AD.
Right ear.
AS.
Left ear.
PRN.
As needed.
True. SOB.
Shortness of breath.
1 ounce.
30 milliliters.
1 teaspoon. 1 tablespoon.
15 milliliters.
Okay, and then the rest is going to be day's supply. It's kind of like what we went over already. Okay. You guys good?
Yep.
And that's the quiz. Well, that's exam 1. I'll let her know because she's very pregnant today. She's feeling very pregnant today. Yeah. Oh, really? Did y'all pick her up? Yeah. So any questions today? SamBlakemore.com. If you go to the website,
So
9:15 to have the full exam. Okay, but you should be able to get, it's 60 questions, but you should be able to get through the exam in time, okay? You go to samblakemore.com, you click on September, October 2019 lessons, it'll download, and then when you download it, you'll have this, all right? This will be the lessons, all right? And so now we're at that point where it is exam one. Can you guys believe it? Time flies, right? And you've already learned a lot in a week. Okay? So I expect all you guys to make hundreds tomorrow. Okay? Don't doubt yourself. She's gonna take you to the secretary to pick it up. Did y'all have any questions? Any other questions? Good? Good. Y'all be easy.